This call is now being recorded.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. So tell me what you do.
So I'm the executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association, and we work with commercial fishermen throughout Maine to promote sustainable fisheries and vibrant fishing communities for the next generation.
So how is the pandemic impacting what you do?
Well, it's shifted everything that we do. Right now, seafood markets have collapsed, and so we are not a seafood organization, but a lot of our work has had to shift into trying to help fishermen build businesses through this time that are mobile, that are innovative, that are fairly dynamic, and that's been a pretty big lift for the organization. And we've also been trying to figure out how we can continue to fight for fishermen in Washington, make sure that they get the relief that they need. And then, the regular work that we're doing to protect the working waterfront and promote the fishing industry of Maine.
So I would imagine you've had to, like all of us, come up with strategies and ideas for which we had no map and no playbook.
Yeah, I mean, that's the game now, right? It's
right.
All about trying to figure out how you can pivot and do good work and address the crisis while also hopefully planning for the future. And whether that's around seafood and trying to connect local consumers directly with fishermen and cutting out a lot of the middlemen that might have problems with COVID. And honestly, it's like addressing the problem of protein deficiency in our supermarkets. We've had tons and tons of people reach out to our organization. We probably had more people call the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association in the first 2 weeks of the pandemic than we had in the previous 8 years to ask about where they could find local seafood from fishermen. And so pretty immediately we took the opportunity to teach fishermen about the permits that they needed to sell direct to consumers, how to do it safely, how to do it legally, and then start connecting the consumers and the fishermen together. We've set up a couple of different websites and Facebook sites to make sure that people who are looking can find those who have. And we've been able to move a lot of product for fishermen and connect them. And it's been great while people haven't been able to find beef or chicken or pork in their local supermarkets. There's another great protein source out in the Gulf of Maine.
Incredible. Do you feel in general the fishermen have been able to pivot with you, have been responsive?
Yeah, those that need to have. And I think that that's, always the takeaway that we bring to our discussions when it's about fishermen is that they are innovators. They know how to shift and they know how to move and they know how to think about the next step down the line. We're pretty fortunate right now that for the fishing industry, it's not a busy time of year. So the fishermen who need to make money, we've been able to work with them to find some solutions for their businesses in the short term. The big question is, if this drags on, what happens next? And we don't have a solution for that right now for the majority of the fleet in Maine.